In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was most grateful for that last shot right before we started the homily of the cross and the flowers beside it. Indeed, we remember all fathers that are no longer with us, that are celebrating this Father's Day in the kingdom, including Joyce's dad, who the flowers are in memory of him and so many of the others. Joyce and I wanted to make sure that we presented the flowers today to the community in the context of celebration of not only her dad, Hickory, but of all dads that are not at the dinner table this evening. And my thoughts and prayers are with you as you remember the dads that are no longer here. I want you to join me as we take a moment in our imagination. You know, in some people's minds, today's gospel of a group of guys sitting in a big boat, and then with no warning at all, there's this horrible storm, and they panic, and they ask Jesus if he cares at all, and then he calms the storm, and at least they think that's the story. But let me say that there's a lot more. And if you use your imagination for a minute, I would suggest to you that you got a large group of guys in a large boat. They've probably been there a while. They get there and they discover that some of the guys brought a lunch, some forgot. Some had a shower before they came, some forgot. And there's a pretty good chance they're already a little irritated with each other. And then somehow, if it was anything like Lake Erie, the storm comes out of nowhere. And it's vicious and it's vile and they're being tossed around. And at first they try, as most guys, to sort of play it cool. You know, it'll be fine. And then panic strikes in with one or two of them, and it just makes its way through the boat. It's interesting that they go immediately to fear and then anger. Anger with the guy that's lying in the bottom of the boat having a nap in the middle of the storm. How fast do we go from fear to anger? From anxiety to distrust? How fast does that happen for us? Dare I say that all of us have been in a storm now for about a year and a half, and just when we think we're out of it, just when we think that everything's going to be okay again, some television personality decides to announce that Kitchener's COVID is worse than Toronto's has ever been. And we go into a brand new state of panic, of fear, and dare I say, anger. I want to invite you to be outside today. Look out the window. It's gorgeous. It's safer to be outside today. At a distance, but together. To enjoy the people that you really want to spend the time with to the best of your ability. Today's gospel reveals three things that I want to share with you quickly, but I want you to hold on to them through the whole week. And the first thing is this: when the storm comes, Jesus is there. Jesus was always there. But when the storm comes, Jesus is alert and prepared to take immediate and decisive action. The theme of the gospel is that Jesus will save us, that Jesus will calm. Jesus will calm. Sometimes Jesus doesn't calm the storm. Sometimes Jesus calms the child. And sometimes the storm. But Jesus will always bring calm, always bring peace in the midst of the storm. More often than not, we can't get over it. We can't get under it. We can't get around it. We've got to go through it. But to know that we are not alone is the second most important thing that comes out of the gospel today. And the third is this: we can never count on our own resources. That doesn't mean we don't have to try. It doesn't mean the disciples didn't have to try and bail out the boat. But it does mean that there are divine resources that are there for help and support and encouragement. Jesus never, ever leaves us. Even when we're absolutely sure that the storm will overwhelm us. I only have one vivid memory of such a storm. It was in the 1970s, and we were visiting Bablo Island. It was an extremely busy day. There were hundreds of people everywhere, and there was a tiny boat that would take you from the mainland over to the island. The ride was a total of 3 minutes. But when the tail end of a tornado came through that tiny community that day, it literally not only shook the boat, but the bridge where the rest of us were. I remember somebody taking charge and demanding that all of the children lay down on the ground and that their parents lay over top of them to protect them. The storm only lasted a minute, but we all understood this. We had no control over the storm, only those that would protect us. We need to be able to depend on those who are trying to protect us. The doctors and the nurses and the specialists and the medication that's being given to us as a gift to walk us through the storm of the COVID pandemic. In the midst of it all, don't be particularly surprised that you're just like the disciples in the midst of stress. You're irritated, you're agitated, you're anxious. Maybe you're even secretly scared. But understand this, Christ is in the middle of this. He will get us through. We are not alone. Amen.